Red Square is Russia's premier landmark, a must-see destination for tourists, and a place where Muscovites love to take leisurely summer strolls. But for the last several weeks, the square has been closed for reasons that are unclear. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports the mystery has become a metaphor for a summer of murky politics in Russia.
Over the centuries, it's been the scene of anti-Tsarist revolts. It served as an execution ground. During Soviet military parades, Kremlinologists scoured the order of communist officials lined up on the walls overlooking it for clues as to the next Politburo leader. This summer, there's been more intrigue. Marina, a bartender from St. Petersburg, and her 8-year-old son stare beyond metal barriers into Red Square's vast but now empty expanse.
I don't have any idea why it's closed. I brought my son all the way here for the first time, especially to walk through Red Square. Of course we were disappointed.
Security officials insist the square is closed for repair work, but there's been no sign of renovations. The square was closed in July after deadly bombings in Moscow by suspected Chechen separatists. Andrei Semyonov, who frequents the square often, is convinced terrorism worries are the real reason. Though he says the flimsy barricades surrounding its 13 acres don't offer much added security. We know the square is closed because of terrorist attacks, Semyonov says, but someone could drive an armored personnel carrier through here if they really wanted to. Once the citadel of communism, Red Square is awash in commercialism these days. Hawkers badger passers-by with offers of city tours. The adjacent Goom department store was once a drab clearinghouse for shoddy Soviet consumer goods. Now it sports cafes overlooking the square offering $150 bottles of French wine. Alexander, who bears a striking resemblance to Soviet founder Vladimir Lenin, exploits his physical attributes by posing for $3 photos with tourists, just across from where the real Lenin is entombed. The ersatz Lenin scoffs at another rumor that herbicides have been sprayed to kill weeds growing between Red Square's cobblestones. Next, they'll tell us there's marijuana growing on the square, he says. The closure of Red Square coincides with a summer of political intrigue, including a crackdown against an oil company controlled by the country's richest man. The Kremlin has been largely silent on the murky affair. Many see it as symbolic of a return to a tendency of secretive governance. Lyubov Uspenskaya is the caretaker of the legendary St. Basil's Cathedral, whose pastel onion domes tower over the square. Of course, the security services tell us nothing, she says, asked when Red Square might reopen. She sums up the mystery with an old proverb about the traditional distance between Russians and the inner workings of power. It's a long way from us to God and the Tsar, she says. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.